Clubbed to Death by Ruth Dudley Edwards. Read by Bill Wallace. Prologue.
Are you still out of work, Robert?
Yes, I am, said Amos blackly. Things aren't looking up.
Oh, good, said Ellis Pooley, and then, hastily recollecting himself, sorry, Robert. Of course, I didn't mean that. I just meant, oh, good, that means you're likely to be free for lunch today.
Are you sure that's all you mean? You wouldn't by any chance be coming up with job suggestions for me again, would you?
Don't be so suspicious, Robert, said Pooley firmly. A friend should be able to ask you to lunch without his motives being impugned.
Amos snorted. Not when that friend is Sergeant Pooley of the CID. However, if you're paying, yes, I am free for lunch today. When and where?
1 o'clock at the Repeal Club.
The Repeal Club? Blimey, what's a nice young police person doing in a place like that?
There's nothing wrong with the Repeal Club.
Pooley sounded slightly offended.
My father put me up for it when I came down from Cambridge. It's really terribly economical and convenient. Of course, if you prefer me to invite you to the snack bar in the police canteen...
No, no, said Amos hastily. Incidentally, what's it trying to repeal?
The Corn Laws.
Weren't they repealed in the mid-19th century?
Indeed, they were.
Pooley's patience seemed to be wearing thin.
However, we're still celebrating.
Now, Robert, I'll see you at lunchtime. Oh, and please wear a jacket and tie. Where is this place, anyway?
At the Regent Street end of Pall Mall, opposite the Travellers and the Reform. See you.
Pooley put the phone down firmly. Thankfully abandoning the application forms he had been filling in half-heartedly, Amos wandered into his bedroom to begin the process of changing himself into something resembling a gentleman. He felt cheered by this break in his demoralising daily routine. A momentary fear struck him that Pooley might be in the austere mood that character